Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Anybody know the first word of this song?
Can't stop. Something like that.
So good. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Hawks did lose last night, 120-112 to the Pistons. Hawks are now 9-6. They'll take on the Spurs tomorrow. The third round of college football playoff rankings are out. Georgia is up to number 4. Ohio State remains at number 1. Texans' C.J. Stroud will miss tomorrow night's game against the Bills as he is still in concussion protocol. And Lane Kiffin says that ultimatum from Ole Miss is not true. We do have a poll up for which one Wednesday. If Lane Kiffin does leave Ole Miss, which school would he have more success with, LSU or Florida? You can vote at 9:29 morning shift, and we'll tackle that question at 7:40.
I know the lyric, the chorus of this song.
Yeah.
Man, I'm my fantasy football team, not the one I do with you, but the other one. I lost Penix and C.J. Stroud.
That's not good.
So you know who I put a waiver on?
To Rod Taylor. Who?
Kirk.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I put away.
We've been
Kirk.
Holding on to him on our fantasy team. Not that
Cousins.
Crazy.
I only thought about that because you said C.J. Stroud, and because when Dylan did our show call yesterday, he's like, "Yeah, C.J. Stroud is going to miss Thursday." I go, "That sucks."
Walk into your trap. Take over your trap.
We had no business winning fantasy last week. He had a bad. Bro, the guy we played had 60 points last week. So
I started off 0-8 in my other league. Now I'm 3-8. So, hey, three-game winning streak.
It's a heater.
But my best player just went down, Drake London.
I was 10-1 in one of my leagues, but I was 10-0 in one of my leagues, and I just lost this past week. So, undefeated season's out the wash. But I've been doing pretty good in fantasy this year as well.
Well, guess nobody has to worry about you going undefeated, huh?
Nah, but they still got to worry about me when it comes to this chip, though. Coming for that chip.
Attaboy.
Yes, sir.
So, the Falcons are heading to New Orleans this weekend. Look, we've had 5 losses in a row, really needing a win. We all know this. Today we're looking at the Falcons' defense, Saints' offense. Let me get through this, Mike. Our sack count has been great, but teams are still beating us.
Some would say massive.
What will Jeff Ulbrich do differently this week than last week?
That's a good question. I think Tyler Shuck's a little more mobile. You have to worry about him getting out of the pocket a little bit more than you would a Bryce Young. You're able to kind of tee off. Now, that was not a problem with Drake May and was not a problem with Daniel Jones. So I think some of those same aspects will, you know, kind of factor in. But, you know, I'm just curious how much they will. I think you stopped the run last week and you said, we're going to make Bryce Young beat us through the air. And Bryce Young absolutely diced you up through the air. I'm curious what that conversation goes like this week, because they don't really run the ball extremely well the same way that Carolina does. So I'm wondering if it's a little bit more of a balanced defensive attack from Jeff Fulbert. You pick your spots, try to play some good man coverage. I think a lot of it also has to do with whether or not Mike Hughes and Dee Alford are back in the fold, because they were not part of this game plan last week. And
yeah,
you didn't really change much. And so I think that in the end, putting Natron Brooks on an island while you blitz six guys is probably not the game plan you would want to go back with. But I think that Jeff Fulbert will tinker a little bit, and I think he'll pick his spots a little bit more, and hopefully that, you know, massive sack count stays right where it's at and continue to push forward in that direction.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. Look, the problem for me, I felt like most of the damage that Bryce Young and company did was underneath stuff. And then, you know, he does a really good job of taking, and then boom, they hit you with a big one. And then that's where these chunk plays really, it really hurts our team. And they had Leggett run right by Natron Brooks. You had McMillan get basically seemingly find a spot, whether it was in a zone or not. You had quite a few just absolutely busted at coverage. I mean, it was rough. I don't want to blame it all on the fact that Natron Brooks is there, but yeah, some of that was him. And you've got to tackle well. You can't be going for the ball when you're the only guy there, right? You got to tackle. You got to hold him up so someone else can go for the ball. And that's one of the mistakes they made. I would like to see them just come up and not give space. If you're going to come after somebody, you can't give them space. I know you're trying to protect people, but if you're going to blitz, hug up, because don't give him an early out. Make him hold the football for a tick longer. That's part of how you get home. I agree.
It was one of the things that showed so much in the early season last year. You know, we talked so much last year about how far off you were playing in Jimmy Lake's defense, and then you go through the bye week, you start playing a little bit tighter. And I never have done this, but we talked about it a little bit throughout the offseason through last year's defense. I thought that the passing stats against us last year in the first half were some of the most insane stats I've ever seen. Like, it was like Dak Prescott 12 of 13, Baker Mayfield 13 of 15. Like, every single week, they were just throwing the ball out wide and trying to get one of their wide receivers to make one of our corners miss. And then, you know, you weren't able to get home, and so they were able to kind of extend the field in the second half of games last year and make some plays. I'll be curious to see what they do. That's the thing, is like, I feel like they should do things differently, but I don't know that you look at New Orleans and think they can replicate what Bryce Young did last week.
I feel like a lot of that's how they beat Carolina, though.
A lot of checkdowns,
yeah.
A lot of easy throws, you're right.
And then he hit a couple of big plays, one of which was the one to Olave where J.C. Horn's trying to be grabby and handsy and basically falls down because they start hand fighting down the field.
I think that was OPI.
I don't know. I don't.
I think it was OPI. I think it was a little bit shove. I think he got away with one.
No, I think J.C. Horn.
But, I mean, if a call's going to go against us, it's going to go against us, and yeah, there's no doubt, especially in that building.
Well, we don't get calls in our own building.
Exactly.
I mean, Darnell Mooney they're, you know, some people would be serving, you know, soft time for what they did to Darnell Mooney across the middle the other day. And just nothing, not even a flag. I mean, they don't even think about throwing the flag, which was frustrating. But that's not why you lost the game.
Can I bring up something that
Sure.
I never thought imagined halfway through this season we'd be talking about? Is Jesse Bates underperforming this year?
I wonder how healthy Jesse Bates is.
Possibly.
Because
that's a conversation worth having.
Was it the Miami game he got hurt in? And he's kind of been – it's kind of been weird ever since.
He doesn't look like he's covering much ground.
He looks limited when he runs. And what I would say, if you want to talk about I'm curious where – the leadership is in that half, because I know he's dealing with young guys and Bowman and Watts in the middle, right? Those are kind of the guys that but it feels like there's been a little bit of miscommunication, and I just don't expect that from him. And I think, Mike, you got to feel like some of that is from playing with a young secondary. But yeah, I think you can. I think he's limited right now physically, and it's probably making him look like he's underperforming. But, and I'm not trying to make excuses, but it feels like he's a guy that doesn't look quite as mobile as he has in the past.
And safety is one of those positions. I'm just going to throw that out there. It's like when we watch tape, safety is one of those positions where you look at it and you don't really know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they attack the safety position so well in the NFL that these concepts, you're like, okay, of course that's going to get his eyes. That's not exactly something that he's going to be able to change. Like there's so many positions in the NFL where like wide receiver, if you can't get open in man coverage, then like you're probably not playing well. You know, all kinds of things like that. If you're making a bad throw at quarterback, if you're missing a block on the offensive line, safety is just one of those where sometimes I'm looking at him going, did he play that well or is he slow to it or is that just a really good throw? I'm not really sure, but I just feel like Jesse Bates, more times than not, when I'm looking at him on the field, it just doesn't look like the version we saw last year and the year before.
But is it weird that J.D. Bertrand, I think, had zero snaps defensively?
No, I know it's weird at all.
I know I'm not done. He made one tackle on special teams. But is it weird that with Bertrand out, you were extensively better against the run, but really bad against the pass? And I'm not sure how much of it was of the chunks and the 448 yards would have been against where JD would have been playing. But I mentioned that because Devon Diablo could practice today.
Yeah.
And if he practices today, I think he plays.
I agree with that. And Raheem sounded last week like he expected him to play this week.
So that being said, you know, you look at if Josh Woods comes back, you're going to have to make a business decision on who's inactive. I don't know are you going to have five inside linebackers active? And if you don't, who's the odd man out?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I don't know that Josh Woods didn't play. He wasn't active last week, right?
No, he had his hamstring.
Yeah, I don't think that that's something. Usually hamstrings, and he's been out a couple weeks. I'm not sure that that's – I think that's the easy decision right there. Give him an extra week.
Okay.
You know, I think that's a slam dunk. I think Diablo coming back would be awesome. To me, everything that I heard last week sounded like he was coming back. And Ronnie Harrison was our defensive player of the game last week.
Well, because he was good.
He was good.
But don't forget you have Malik Verdon as well who is – coming back from injury, and they kind of see him very much in the Devon Diablo, Ronnie Harrison style.
I'm curious where this leaves Ronnie Harrison. Like, do we just see Ronnie Harrison go straight back to a reserve role?
No.
Devon Diablo is active?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think he's the next man. I think he's the next man up. That's why I'm saying that. That's why I'm asking about JD. Is JD a guy that Ronnie takes that role that he had before the injury? Remember, before the injury, JD Bertrand was the guy that would step in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think that's happening.
Well, you can continue this conversation. Feel free to tweet us your thoughts about Sunday's game at 9 to 9 morning shift. And this Saturday from noon to 2, you can join me out at Kia Mall of Georgia as we get ready for this Falcons-Saints game. One lucky fan is going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. That's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a Yeti cooler, other prizes. I also have to mention, just because I have the insider info, that every vehicle sold comes along with a 65-inch TV. So that's huge, massive. And we also have Falcons Saints tickets as well. So come see me. It's Kia Mall of Georgia this Saturday, noon to 2. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers doesn't need surgery, but does he really need to play this weekend? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.